It was a surprise to us. And, you know, we don't like surprises when it has to do with the identity and the privacy of our citizens.
That's State Senate Minority Leader Karen Main. She says she learned that federal agents were searching Utah's driver license database the same way the public did, seeing it in the national news. Main is one of a number of state lawmakers troubled by these reports. Here's Utah House Minority Leader Brian King.
We've got to get to the bottom of it. I just can't imagine that any lawmaker would be comfortable. I've spoken with a couple of people one-on-one on the other side of the aisle in the House, and they have expressed the same concerns that I've been public about. And so I just think that everybody's going to want to get answers.
King is most troubled by reports that ICE was able to search for undocumented residents with facial recognition technology. When Utah began granting driving privileges to undocumented people in 2005, the state promised that information would not be shared with immigration officials.
And I think it does have a very chilling effect on their population in a way that, I mean, it's bothersome to me just as from a civil liberty perspective, from a privacy perspective, and from the perspective of having technology invade my life. But it doesn't put my family at risk and myself at risk in the same way.
Other members are unhappy with what they feel is an overreach of the state's executive branch. Representative Angela Romero.
What's most troubling about it is we haven't given legislative authority for them to do that. And where does it end? It's a message.
Romero, King, and Main are all Democrats, but they say they're optimistic that state Republicans will work together with them in good faith to address the issue. Speaker of the Utah House Brad Wilson and Utah State Senate Majority Leader Evan Vickers, both Republicans, did not respond to requests for comment. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Chris Polanski.